Hello and welcome to another episode of ICU Doc Talk. So I'm so sorry. You've already saw the title of this episode, and I'm sorry that I have to do this to you, but I do want to talk about what's going on in Israel and Gaza and with the Palestinian people and the Israeli people. It's been really hard for me. And I'm sure every news app and social media app that you're opening up is talking about it, and maybe you're listening to a podcast to get a reprieve. But I just need to, I need help processing this, and it's going to help me to just talk about it and talk about my thoughts. If you'll help me go through this, if not, don't listen. If you had too much, don't listen. Definitely don't. If it's not something that you can take any more dialogue about, then just skip this. And I swear I'll get to more medicine stuff and other stuff next week. So let's just, I swear I won't spend too much time on this, but there's some things I got to work through here. And I ask that you help me. So you may have noticed I put up a mini episode like a week or so ago about a couple of books that I had read on Palestine. And I took it down. I took that episode down. And the reason I did is there was one thing I said in that episode, which I regret saying. Overall, I don't regret anything. There was literally one sentence I regretted saying, and that I have walked back on because I feel bad about it, because I don't think it was the right thing to say. And it was that terrorism is always a political word. That one sentence made that entire, I think, episode an issue. And that's the only reason I took it down. I think that's a lot of times that's true. I think the word terrorism is often a political word. It's assigned by the out group. But the reason I took it down is I don't want in any way to feel like to feel like me or any of the words I say in any way. Obviously nobody should be condoning the acts of Hamas on the Israeli citizens, which I certainly don't, never have. I didn't want there to be any doubt. Like, I didn't want to create this cloud of uncertainty where, like, well, you know, terrorism is a political word, and maybe what they did was terror. Of course, what they did was terrorism. Of course, their acts were acts of terrorists. So that's where I've walked back my kind of insensitive comments, I think, about that. Because of course what they did was terrorism. And there is a much broader context to understand why a militant terrorist group has a bunch of power in Gaza over the Palestinian people and perpetuated this war crime and this crime against the Israeli people. Okay, so if you're wondering why I took that down, that's why I took that down. But if you listen to that, everything else I said in that, I fully 100% still agree with. And I'll talk about it more here. So you may have noticed that it is basically impossible where what's going on right now. So the date that I'm recording this is October 19th. This is like 2 days or like maybe 10 days or more into the initial Hamas attacks on Israeli citizens, which is one of the most horrific acts on Jewish and Israeli citizens in living memory, I think, and certainly in Israel, maybe ever. And this is a few days after a hospital in Gaza has been hit with a ballistic missile, and maybe 500 people, Palestinians, died there. And there's a bunch of confusion about where the strike came from. Was it Israeli strike, or is it the Islamic Jihad, another militant terrorist group, or was it Hamas, was it a mistake, a backfire of a misfiring, I mean. So that's where we're at, just in case you're wondering, the time I'm recording this. And at this point, the discourse over what's going on there, it's basically a complete toxic gridlock. You can't talk about it without either being called anti-Semitic or Islamophobic. You can't talk about it without people perceiving that you support an authoritarian Israeli regime, and you can't talk about it without other people thinking that you support terrorists and the beheading of children. It's just the discourse has been corrupted. There's no discourse over this anymore. It's impossible. That's why I haven't made a single video or post about this other than this podcast, because it's just, there's no tolerance for nuance. There's no tolerance for a nuanced opinion with what's going on. That's how bad it is. It is so, so bad right now. And one of the reasons it's so hard for me to talk about is because, well, let me explain my evolution of the understanding of what's going on in Israel and Palestine and Gaza. So, again, I'm definitely not an expert on any of this, on geopolitics or any of this. I have a random person's opinion. I've read several books about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and I've watched several documentaries. I don't claim to be super well informed, but I do think for several years I've had a non-mainstream opinion about what's going on with Palestine and Israel. So which is that I do assert that Israel is an apartheid state. It is. It's factual. It's a factual thing. The Israeli government is an apartheid state. And there has been a literal ethnic cleansing of Palestinians since the 1940s. That has happened. And it has culminated in the Gaza Strip, which is about the size of Philadelphia, with 2 million people in it, half of them are children, that cannot leave. The borders are almost 100% controlled by Israel, with a tiny strip controlled by Egypt, has 2 million people with 70% unemployment, with very limited electricity and water, rampant with disease, and extreme poverty. And it's half of this population is children. It's one of the most densely populated places on the planet. And it has been formed as a result of Palestinians being pushed out of Israel. And it is 100% a manufactured state by the Israeli government. And then you pair that with the West Bank settlement in Israel with other Palestinian population, and there are clearly there's a parallel criminal justice system created just to criminalize Palestinians. Protesting is illegal by Palestinians. Children, the disabled, many people have been literally sniper fired, assassinated by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. It's been going on for at least 20 years. And Israel is guilty of war crimes, in my opinion, against the Palestinian people. To me, that's basically indisputable. And people can talk about the history of, oh, who was their first settlement. To me, it just doesn't matter. What is going on right now? I don't care about whatever animosity there's been between these people. This is what's going on. And what the Israeli government is doing against the Palestinian people is wrong. It's immoral and it's evil. So it's at this point where if you say, even if just saying what I just said, those are strong words, right? It's a big claim. It's basically impossible to say that without a subset of people saying that's anti-Semitic, which it's not. Anti-Semitism is prejudice against Jews, prejudice and bigotry against Jewish people for being Jewish. So this literally has nothing to do with people being Jewish, and it has everything to do with an authoritarian government that's practicing an apartheid state and state surveillance on another population. Unassailable facts to me. I don't know how you can even debate that, what I just said. And then you have reactionary militant governments like Hamas and the Islamic Jihad and others that I'm not even familiar with that are reactionary to the current setup of what's going on right now. The current arrangement, these are reactionary groups. Now, I don't think these are good groups, right? They often claim to want the abolishment of the Jewish state, right? That's evil. That's bad as well. So, if the tables were returned, maybe the exact same thing would be going on right now because of history and the original animosity between these two people. I don't know. Certainly that could be happening. But what is currently going on right now is you have a bunch of innocent Palestinians that are subjugated and oppressed people living in apartheid state. And you also have innocent Israeli citizens that, as a consequence of the reactionary violence, are losing their lives. They're dying. They're being tortured. They're being murdered. And they're subject to terrorist attacks going on. So you have a violent dynamic that is going on between these two people, and it is extremely asymmetrical. The Israeli government has one of the greatest militaries on the planet that's backed by the U.S., has tons of money. The Palestinian people and whatever militant government, there's also the Palestinian Authority, which there's a little bit of history with that, which basically seems to be a puppet state. A puppet government that just that just did whatever the Israeli government wanted. But anyway, the firepower of whatever militant group, whether it's Hamas or others, that fights on behalf of the Palestinian people, the technological advantage and the military advantage is ridiculous. Like, it's like ridiculously goes towards in Israeli's favor, in Israeli government favor. So there's not even like a comparison of the military might between these different types of governments. So my evolution of understanding these things. So I believe these things because I read books, I read journalistic accounts of what's going on there. So I believe them. So is it propaganda that I believe? Maybe, some of the books I read, I read this from multiple sources and watching documentaries from multiple sources. So if what I said, if it's not totally true, it's probably a little bit true. Maybe it's not totally true. Maybe I've been influenced. That's a possibility. But I think, my understanding of the conflict as growing up and not knowing these things, and you just hear of these conflicts like, the Israeli government's awesome, support Israel. That's the party. That's the American party line. Doesn't matter what political party that there is. And then we support Israeli government because that's our strongest ally and our enormous footprint in the Middle East, right? We basically could do anything at any time. We could use the American government, could use the Israeli government for anything there, right? So it's an enormous military and global strategic advantage for the U.S. to support the Israeli government. All those things are obvious. So you will never hear, it's always going to be that Palestinian is doing wrong and the Israeli government is doing the right thing. And we'll never bear any of the blame. It's just the same thing. And I would never, ever believe anything that the IDF or the Israeli government or the U.S. government or U.S. media says about what's going on over there. It's like believing what the U.S. government said about the Iraqi war during, 2004 or something. It's like believing everywhere. It's literally the same thing that's going on. So that rocket strike that killed 500 people in a Gazan hospital like 2 days ago, the Israeli government denied and the IDF said it was Hamas. I would never, ever, ever believe a word that they would say, because it is absolutely within their interest to lie and get away with it. So I would never, it's just like I would never believe the U.S. government about any of their foreign military entanglements anywhere. I wouldn't believe a single word. But I just think one of the things I'm grieving about so much is just the loss of humanity that people are having for both Israeli citizens and Palestinian citizens. It's just the corruption and degeneration of the discourse is so depressing. It's so depressing. It just makes me want to not know what's going on and to not have an opinion and to just shut down. It's really hard. It's been really hard to go through. Not that this is about me, because it's not at all. Right? None of this is about me, but I'm just expressing, it's been really hard. And I bet if you're listening, it's probably been hard for you as well. And what's been also just particularly challenging about this for me is just the inevitability of this happening. It's so obvious that something like this is going to happen, and the inevitability of the death of innocent civilians, innocent Israeli civilians, and even more innocent Palestinians. Thousands, mark my words, tens of thousands of Palestinians are going to die. I believe that's true. I think thousands have likely already died. I don't think we're going to know. So what's going on right now, right? I think it's impossible to know what's going on. It's very, very difficult to know what's going on. I think the misinformation, disinformation machines are just pumping like crazy. So at this point, I basically just trust nothing, like no media, no reporting. I basically just don't, just everything with an enormous grain of salt. And it's hard to jump to conclusions. I think it's going to be a long time before we know the full extent of the, particularly the Israeli assault on Gaza. I do think tens of thousands of people are going to die. And particularly Palestinians, and more suicide bombings and terrorist attacks will happen on the Israeli people. And I think more innocent Israeli civilians are going to die as well. And just the inevitability and not being able to do anything about it, and then trying to engage in any sort of discourse and that just gets, it's so vitriolic. It's just terrible. It's really bad. It's really awful. And then on top of that, you have the the greater fears in your head, right? That this is going to escalate to a more of a regional war, right? Because you have Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is much more powerful than Hamas. And you have Iran as well. And then you have Turkey, that maybe they would want to start flexing their military might. And then you have China, and then you have Russian dollars. And if you have an attack on a NATO country, all of this could spiral out of control very quickly. I don't think it will. I think that's unlikely, in my opinion, for whatever my opinion's worth. I think what will happen is Hamas will be defeated in a war of attrition over the next 1 to 2 years. They'll be dismantled and destroyed. Tens of thousands of Palestinians will die. Probably a few hundred to a thousand more Israeli civilians will die. And then it'll go back to business as usual of Palestinians being oppressed by the Israeli government. I think that's what's going to happen. Man, I had this thought experiment 2 days ago when I heard that President Biden was going to Tel Aviv. He's already come and gone, I think. And of course, Biden is just repeating everything that the Israeli government wants him to say. I had this just amazing thought that if Biden, not Biden would do this, right? This is just, I'm just dreaming. Or if the sitting American president, whoever it was, if he went to Israel and, oh man, I'm just trying to imagine this better world where he went to Israel and instead of meeting with Netanyahu or any of the government officials, he met with the victims' families and the victims of the Hamas attack and just met them. And then got in a truck or whatever and drove into Gaza and visited with the victims there, with the Palestinian victims. And that's all he did and then left. That would shock the world. Think of the impact of something like that. Think of the impact of a world leader doing something that's compassionate, not political. It would never happen, right? I'm dreaming, but just think of that. Just wow. Anyway, I'll keep dreaming about that scenario. And anyway, that's all I have to say about what's going on. It's just, yeah. Thanks for hearing me out. Email me about, I would love to hear your thoughts. You know, if you disagree with what I've said, and if you actually want to have meaningful discourse with a person about the conflict, email me. I would be happy to, talk things out. That'd be great because, you can barely talk to anybody about this conflict anymore. It's just impossible, unfortunately. And it's a great human tragedy what's going on there, and it's not going to get better. I think it'll just get worse and worse and then be bad and then it'll be over. And I wish the world wasn't like this, but sometimes it is like this. It's not always like this, but sometimes it is. And this is one of those times. Anyway, thanks for listening. Email me at icudrecmo@gmail.com. Thanks.